basket with bags of flavored bar nuts. Hickory, hot and spicy, smoked mustard. The building, however, smelled like a heavenly bakery. A mix of gingerbread, roasted coffee beans, baked sugar, and butter. A great place for coffee on a Wednesday, or an early afternoon beer while you waited for the evening's local band to play on the mini stage set in the corner, as advertised by the poster on the door. Not such a great place to pick up a sports-minded man, unless you were looking for a day drinker. This wasn't where she'd find the kind of man she could take to her parents' Sunday dinners in their 10-bedroom mansion. Not that she often went to those dinners, but still. She should at least try, right? She took in the wall to her left, a weathered wooden sign that said beer would be free tomorrow, and beside it hung a shadow box holding a signed hockey puck. Hockey. She sighed. She'd never noticed how ever-present the sport was until she'd bought herself an NHL team several months ago. She smoothed her hands over the long, smooth maple coffee bar. The tree must have been close to 100 years old before it had been turned into a bar here in San Antonio. She craned her neck on the lookout for the barista bartender. Maybe all of this was a sign she should go back to the office. Except she'd actually tried today. Tried to do to the normal thing in hopes of snagging interest from a regular, come-as-you-are kind of man. She'd foregone her usual jewelry and perfect makeup that went with the sleighs all day as some bus woman you should be afraid of wardrobe she donned in order to be taken seriously in the very male-dominated world of hockey. By all appearances, this afternoon, she was just a normal woman in an old sweatshirt from Brown, jeans from the department store, her beautifully cut black hair tucked in a ponytail, and barely their makeup. In other words, weekend Miranda. She didn't look like a woman who owned an NHL team. She winced and peered at the large TV in the corner. At least she wasn't on the screen at the moment, being raked over the coals by a sportscaster. The instant the station started talking about the start of the hockey season, though, she'd be up there in her sleighs all day getup, and her cover as a normal person would be completely blown. The networks loved to predict her downfall and spent hours analyzing how she worked with her managers to run the team, her input on player trading decisions, her involvement with the players. Not romantically, but of course plenty of speculation there. They seemed to assume that any less than predictable business moves made by her were mistakes. Not that she had a multi-year strategy in mind and was working toward building a legacy for her late grandfather, who'd once played in the league. The sports networks expected her to bat her lashes, giggle, and throw money at her team's problems. She didn't do the first two, but she was a tad guilty of the third. Buying an expansion team that was ready to fold in its second season came with a lot of financial issues. She'd known that going in, but had hoped to turn things around a bit faster and for nobody to notice her work. Then again, marching into interviews to defend her team's captain. Maverick Blades, as the press continued to slam him with some pretty nasty speculation about what happened on his last team, had maybe brought a little extra attention her way. Coming to this cafe to find true love before her ovaries turned to dust was a mistake. She couldn't pretend to be someone else in here. She needed a plan B. Maybe she could convince some nice man online that she was just an average gal with an average office job. Then, once they had fallen in love, she could reveal who she really was. It worked in the movies. Why not in real life?
"Sorry, I didn't realize you'd come in,"
a barista said, coming from the direction of the restrooms, carting a mop. He was about her age, approaching his mid-30s, and wore a backward ball cap. He looked rugged, handsome, strong, and sporty, despite the crisp white dress shirt that somehow accommodated his broad shoulders. A bit of stubble, like he hadn't shaved for a day and a half, darkened his jaw, and his eyes were dark, with lashes long enough they ought to be a crime